Until I see somebody who can't speak English, then I'll try and switch to Hebrew. But right now, I'll seize safe. The moment while I can. We're here to observe the fourth yahrzeit of our father, Avinu Morenu, Meir Ben Yitzchak Dov. I just want to say a few very brief words about him, that his father, that would be your great-grandfather, Yitzchak Dov, was one of the original founders of Torah Vadas in Brooklyn. And
that is.
And that he died, that Yitzchak, Torah Vadas, they don't know what Torah Vadas is? Torah Vadas is one of the largest yeshivot in the United States right now. And it's one of the first yeshivot to be founded in the United States in the 20th century. But in any event, Yitzchak Dov died when Meir, our father, was 13 years old, just a few weeks or months after his bar mitzvah. And he grew up subsequently without the benefit of a Torah education because he felt he had to go to work in those days, and he was in high school and he went to business school, and Torah in those days was not a priority. It wasn't even a possibility. And you have to understand that. But one more note that I want to tell you, because after 30 or 40 years of being in business, and I came to Eretz Yisrael in 1967, and our father came to visit me, and we went traveling around the country, and one of the places we went naturally was the Kotel, and something that was was unexpected, that when we got to the Kotel, our father, he just broke down in tears completely uncontrollably, and he cried and he cried and he cried, and I'll never forget it. Which shows that whatever, you know, was there inside, suddenly there at the Kotel was a recognition that was stronger than anything that I've ever felt. So we're here to commemorate his fourth yahrzeit, and I wanted to give this shiur because it's a little arrogant of me to come to my brother's house, who's a rav and a rosh yeshiva, and I am not osek b'Torah kol hayom like my brother is, and yet I felt that somehow if I, who am not osek b'Torah kol hayom kol yom, can possibly bring Teferet la'oseha, meaningly Teferet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oseha Shemayim Ba'aretz, Yecholiot, I can also, in doing so, bring Kavod and Teferet to Avinu Morenu, Meir Ben Yitzchak Dov. HaKohen. And with that I want to begin. This is an idea that I've had for some time, and I've finally been able to put it into words. I'm going to try and go fast. If there's something you don't understand, ask me. If there's something you disagree with, write it down and ask me afterwards, because I have a time limit. And we'll try and get through this as fast as possible. Pesach, open this up. On page one, it's all in Hebrew. On page one, we have the Rambam. I have it marked out for you. Kol haro'es sefer Torah kashuhu malech chayav la'amod mipanav yuka kol omdim ad she'amod zeh shuhu malech bo she'yagienu limkomo. Right? I don't even have to translate for anybody. In America, I have to translate every word. So I have to get used to this. Or ad she'yitkaseh me'enehem v'yachakach yu meturim le'shev. So if the Torah, instead of going into the Arman Kodesh, goes into another room, then you can sit down, right? And then the Rambam goes on to say, mitzvah, liyached l'sefer Torah makom ulechabdo ulehadro yoter midai. Yoter midai. To an extreme. I translated it in English. You don't need a translation. The question is, why do we honor a Sefer Torah in this way, yoter midai? What is so special about a Sefer Torah? Now, if this was a class, I would ask you and we would work out the questions, but I'm going to go fast, so I'll give you the answer. So the normal answer is, well, it's Torah's Devar Hashem. Very good. Devar Hashem. It's Devar Hashem. I have to stand up for it. I have to respect it. And Lahadro Yoter Midai. But even notwithstanding that Torah is Devar Hashem, what distinguishes Devar Hashem from all human documents? Yes, Devar Hashem is not a human document. But then there must be something intrinsic to the text that says this Torah is something unique and different from any other document that we will find on the face of the earth. Now, on page 11, if you'll turn there, there's a very interesting midrash in the Gemara Erevin. I didn't mark what page it is, and I don't remember what page it is in Erevin, but you'll forgive me. There's a story about Rabbi Meir. Yashkoach. How do you know that? Is it written there? No, that's not right. That's not right. In any event, you can't go by that. I have it. I didn't mark it. In any event, Rabbi Meir was a student of both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. So the story goes like this. We're coming in the middle of it, actually, but I did this for the sake of saving time. Rabbi Meir says, "Kshahiti lomed etzel Rabbi Akiva, hayiti matil." I'm assuming that kankan tom is like a jar of earth, of dark earth, that you'd pour into the ink to give it coloring. You can correct me, Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, if I'm wrong. And he was doing his work as a lavla.
Vitriol.
What?
I think it's vitriol, no?
What's vitriol?
I'm sorry.
He says it. Yeah.
It gives the coloring to the ink, if I'm not mistaken. And Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything to him. Kshabati etzel Rabbi Yishmael amali bini ma malachtecha. Amati lo lavla ani. I'm a sofer. Amali bini haveza hiabal malachtecha shemalachtecha malachet shemayim hi. Shema atamacha se otachad. Or miyateh otachad nimtseita machariv et kol olam kulam. I think Rabbi Yishmael was not exaggerating in his own mind. It doesn't sound like he was. He should have said kum machariv if he wanted to exaggerate. But he seems to have meant this literally, that you would really destroy the world if you left out one letter or added one letter to the Torah. This same Rabbi Yishmael, we say every day in the morning, right? We say Amar Rabbi Yishmael Shlosh Asrei HaMidot Shatora Nidreshet Behem. Rabbi Yishmael was the compiler of these 13 midos, or logical principles, by which we can understand the Torah. It doesn't mean he was the inventor. He was more like the editor, like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was the editor of the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yishma, Hillel himself had compiled about 7 midos, Shatora Nidreshet Behem. Rabbi Yishmael came and expanded it to 13. Then Rabbi Yossi Haglili, what's his name? Here it is. Eliezer Benosha Rabbi Yossi Aglili expanded the 13 to 32 rules. But nevertheless, in the 32 rules, are the 13 rules. Go to page 8 now. What I want to show you... No, yes, your page 8, my page 21. What I want to show you, I want to take a piece of the Chumash and show you how using a Binyan Av that it will help us understand the text of the Chumash and what is unique about the Chumash. Remember, Rabbi Ishmael is the one who said not even one word, not even one letter of the Torah. And Rabbi Ishmael is the same one who compiled the 13 Midosh HaTorah Nidreshet Behem. Look at this in Parsha Re'eh, in Devarim, Parsha Re'eh, and you will see on line 4 on the left-hand side, Zot HaBehema Asher Tochelu, right? And it lists them, Shur, Sek, Savim, Sev, Izim, and then it goes on to say, V'chol behema ma'freset parsa b'shosa'at shesa, right? Shtei parsa'ot ma'alet geira b'behema otato chelu. Here the Torah explicitly gives you the criteria for what makes a kosher animal, right? It has to be ma'freset parsa, it has to have a split hoof, b'shosa'at shesa, it has to, in English, to chew its cud. You probably don't know that. I bet you even the English-speaking people don't know that here, do they? In any event, but a very strange thing, a very, very, very strange thing in the Torah. If you look down to where on line 11, then the Torah goes on to say, Kol tzipor tohara tochelu. Kol tzipor tohara tochelu. And if you look in on page 3 of your handout, yes. The Mishnah begins showing you just what I said. Simanei behema v'chaya ne'emru min haTorah, v'simanei ha'of lo ne'emru. And if you think it's an accident, go back one page to page 2. And we'll go to Yikra. And you'll see it's not an accident in the Torah that in that place you have no simanim of a sipur tahor, because here it says on line 13, v'et ele tishaktsu min ha'of lo yochelu sheketz heim et ha'neshe v'et ha'peres v'et ha'aznia v'et ha'da'a v'et ha'aya l'mina, and so on. It expands the list to 24 birds, although if you count the birds in the text you will get 20. But the Chachamim actually expanded it to 24, and the Gemara refers to 24 birds that are Tameh min haTorah. Now the question is, and now you can go back to page 3 of the Mishnah, the question is, how could the Torah have such a glaring omission where it tells you what the simanim are of a kosher animal, but of a kosher bird, it doesn't tell us what the simanim are, and yet we eat chicken every week, right? Okay, some even eat turkey. In any event, so the Mishnah goes on page 3, Mishnah Vav and Chulin, the sima aval amru chachamim kol of hadores tamei kol sheyesh lo etzba yetera v'zefek v'korkavano niklaf tahor. The Mishnah here gives the criteria for a kosher bird. And they're not from the Torah. Because look at the words of the Mishnah. Aval amru chachamim. It's a Kabbalah. It's min haTorah sheba'al peh that we have the criteria of what makes a kosher bird. And to do it very quickly, kol of hadores tameh, in a negative sense, or in a, it depends from which point of view you're coming. Any bird that or at least according to Rashi, that grabs its prey with its claws and holds it down while it eats, that's dores v'ochel, or that's ochel v'dores v'ochel, and that is, if a bird does that, it is tumah. Okay? V'kol, or at least it's a siman of tumah. Does that mean, but if a bird only had that, and then it had three simanei, Tahor? Would it be kosher? That's a question. We won't answer that right now.
It's the Gemara.
It is the Gemara? And what was the answer?
Learn the Gemara.
Oh, not now. Oh, you've got a time limit, then I won't make my point. And then I have three more simone tara. That was actually a simon of that if a bird has that in a positive sense, then we know that that's a simon of tuma. If a bird lacks that, that's a simon of tahor. Okay? Because sheyesh lo etzba yetera, yet etzba yetera is one of two things. Either if you've seen a chicken, I've seen one years ago. Actually, I saw one in Utniel today, but I didn't get close enough. There's a little thumb in the back of the leg of the chicken. So that would be the etzba yetera. Or there is another opinion that the longest finger in the claws of the animal, of the bird, would be an etzba yetera. So there are two different opinions. But we don't have to get stuck on what an etzba yetera is, just so that you have some idea of what this siman means. Zefek. If a bird has a zefek, that's a siman of kashrut, of tahora. A zefek is a pocket in the esophagus of the animal that massages the food on the way down to the stomach. And korkavano niklaf, it means that if I take the stomach of the bird and take the inner lining and I can pull it out, pull it apart easily with my hands, that's korkavano niklaf, and that's a siman tahor. If I can't do that, it's a siman of tuma. Okay? And then Rabbi Eliezer goes on, Rabbi Eliezer, Barabi Tzaduk Omer, kol of hacholek et haraglav tame. I'm not too concerned with this. It's really a fifth siman of tuma. It means if the bird were to actually split its fingers, its claws this way, and if it were to sit, it would sit on a perch this way. Now I have to go to Hebrew. Well, I got through a lot of it. If he has to sit on the perch this way, it's a semen of tumor, but it's not really too relevant to us. Az, achshav anachnu namshichim haGemara, veanachnu bedaf arba. No, yeah, Cain. Bedaf Abba, Ze Gemara Chulin, Daf Samach Aleph. The Hagemara Mamshich al HaMishnah Shalamadnu, Simanei Ha'of Lo Ne'amru, Nachon, the Hagemara Shoel the Lo, Tistakel Lamata, Lamala al HaDaf, Lo, Vatanya Neshe, Neshe, ma neshe, miyuchad, she'ein lo etzba yetera, v'zefek, v'ein korkavano niklaf, v'doreis v'ochel, kol ha-simanim shel tuma, shelamadnu, or, shlosh simanim tahor, v'yesh le neshe, siman echad shel tuma, Zedoreis v'yochel. Az haneshe tamei. Af kol kiyotze bo tamei. Hamilim. Af kol kiyotze bo ze siman shanachnu oskim achshav im hamida shel binyanav. Im atoro et hamilim af kol kiyotze bo ata yodeya anachnu oskim im binyanav. Seder? Okay. Az ha-gemara shoel ata rotzel lidaber al ha-neshe ma la-torin. Torin shi-yesh la-ha-en. They know what a torin is in this place? Have to translate? Yeah? Oh, terrific. Okay. Torin is a dove, right? Okay. Torin sheyesh lahen etzba yetera v'zefek v'kavano niklaf v'ein dorsin v'ochlin tahorin. Af kol kiyotze behem tahorin. Hagemora omer yechol liot zeh. Kein zeh efsharut. Af kol kiyotze hatorin kiyotze behem tahorin. Zot omer kol of sheyesh lo arba simanim shel tahara ze kasher, ve'im ein ha'of ארבעה סימנים, רק שלוש או שתיים או אחד, אז זה לא טהור, נכון? אמר אביי, לא נאמר פירושם מדברי תורה, אלא מדברי סופרים. כתוב במשנה סימני העוף לא נאמרו איפה? בתורה. אז אביי בא להגיד לנו, כן, ידענו שזה לא בתורה, אבל זה תורה שבעל פה שיש לנו הדעות על סימני הקשרות של עוף. תני רבי חייא, עוף הבא בסימן אחד טהור, לפי שאין דומה לנשא. כן? נשא דלית לכלל הוא דלא תכו, הוא איכא דאית לאחד תכו. אם יש ציפור שיש לו סימן אחד, זה לא בכלל של הנשא. אז צריך שהציפור הזה יהיה טהור. אז הגמרא שואל, ולאלף מתורן? מה אתה מדבר על הנשא? יש תורן גם כן? מה תורן דאיקקול הוא ארבעה, אף החינמי עד דאיקקול הוא ארבעה. אם שיכול להיות שהעוף צריך ארבע סימני כשרות, לא רק אחד. אתה מדבר על הנשא, אני מדבר על התורן. אם תורן, אנחנו יודעים בוודאי שתורן שציפור טהור, איך אנחנו יודעים את זה? מי יודע? אף אחד לא יודע. איפה זה כתוב בתורה שתורן זה עוף טהור?
שובים זה קורבן.
אתה תהיה חכם. מצוין. אנחנו יודעים שהתורן מביא את התורן, את התורן, it's two, it's plural, yeah, so tor is one, right? אנחנו יודעים שמביא את התור בשביל קורבן, אז צריך שזה יהיה טהור. בסדר. אז יכול להיות שכל עוף צריך להיות כמו התורן. צריך ארבע סימני כשרות, נכון? אז הגמרא ממשיך, אם כן שאר עופות טמאים דכתב רחמנא למה לי? עוד פעם, אם כן שאר עופות טמאים דכתב רחמנא למה לי? תסתכל לדף שתיים, ואת אלה תשקצו מן העוף, לא יאכלו שקץ הם את הנשא ואת הפרס ואת האזניה ואת הדאה ואת האיה למינה. אני קורא זה כמו בנים של המן, נכון? עד כל הרב למינה, נכון? אם... מה השאלה? טורן... אם תורם הדוגמה של עוף טהרה צריך ארבע סימנים, נכון? אז אנחנו יודעים שעשרים מהעופות שכתוב בתורה שמה יש להם שלוש סימנים, ואנחנו גם יודעים שעורב יש לו שני סימנים, וגם אנחנו יודעים שפרז ואוזניה יש לו סימן אחד לכל אחד. אז אם אנחנו צריכים ארבע סימנים, למה כתוב התורה על אלה? לא צריך? כן? אז אני אגיד לך את הסוף של הגמרא בעל פה. אתם יכולים להסתכל, ללמוד זה אחריכם, לראות אם אני מדבר בסדר. אבל בקיצור, אם אני צריך ארבע, לא צריך שלוש סימנים, וכתוב בתורה שלוש סימנים, אז אני זורק את ארבע, ולוקח את שלוש, אז יכול להיות אני עושה בנייניו משלוש, ואומר שכל ציפור עם שלוש סימנים טהורה זה כאשר, אם לא זה לא כאשר, אבל אם כן, למה אני צריך העורב שיש לו שני סימנים? יש לי עורב, זה כתוב בתורה, שני סימנים תורה, וזה יכול להיות אני זורק את שלוש ואוחז את שניים, השניים יהיה הבנייניו, שכל עוף שיש לו שניים, שני סימני תורה, זה כאשר, ואם לא, לא. אז אבל מה לעשות עם פרס ואוזניה שכל אחד יש סימן אחד, למה אני צריך עורב לזרוק את זה ויש פרס ואוזניה, אז לעשות פרס ואוזניה הבנייניו? אם כן, למה לי נשק כתוב בגמרא, אם יהיה סימן אחד שזה קשה, אז אני יודע שלנשא אין סימנים בכלל, אז הכל הולך. כן, אז נשאנו עם בנייניו מנשא הכתוב, how do you say, to forces me. Huh?
Mukhrach.
Ani mukhrach lagid mehakatuv shelak ye binyanav shel nesha velo me torin mipnei yesh katuv
kol
ha esrim ba'aba ofot temeim.
היה לי את הבנייניו של נשר.
כן.
אבל יש לי גם בנייניו מתורן.
כן.
לא יודעים איזה בנייניו ללמוד מזה.
כן.
ומילא אני צריך את כל הפרוטים להגיד שזה להשליך את הבנייניו של פיירן ולהשתמש עם הבנייניו של נשר.
Just to say it in English so nobody misunderstands me. The Gemara sets up two binyaneyav. I can't have both. One of them knocks out the other. It has to be. If I'm going to work from Nesha, then I can't work from Torin, because I can't have it both ways. I can't have that a bird has to have all four characteristics of Tahar, and this other bird has no characteristics, and there's nothing in between. It just doesn't work. And one binyanav is going to knock out the other. Therefore, kacha, binyanav shel Nesha omed, וגם how do you say statement of פתגם המאמר של רבי חייא עומד גם כן אוף הבא בסימן אחד טהור. אז מה לעשות עם ה-23 עופות I'd say besides Shinishal, huh? Chutz Minesha Shehem Shehakatuv Omer Shehem Tumayim. As Kol HaOfim HaNemru B'Torah Zeg Zerat HaKatuv. Nachon? From a practical point of view, help me out to translate. Lemaisa, im ata motzei of sheyesh lo simen echad shel tahor, or shtayim, or afilu shalosh, gam ata tzavich ledad eich lahakia kol haofot shehem tomeim, ledad shezeh lo mitoch ha-ofot shel gzeirat ha-katuv. Nachon? Ha-quality? Az anachnu lomdim shlosh dvarim Mehad Gemara Hazah. Binyanav, I have to say this in English, you're going to... Binyanav, Zalo, it's not a rule imposed by the Rabbanim on the text of the Torah, like a stamp. I don't know if you can say that's a Fanaftali. You may not want to say that. Rather, the rule of Binyanav is embedded in this Torah. Binyanav ze bifnim ha-Torah, ze bakatuv shel ha-Torah, ze chelek ha-Torah, ze derech shel... It's the way the Torah works. It's part of the structure of the Torah. Ze chelek shel ha-binyan shel ha-Torah. Yeah? Did I say that right? That's Devar Achad. V'gam amanu shebinyanei av shel neshev torin lo yochlim la'amod echadim hasheni. Beseder? V'shlosh Okay. Anachnu b'atkhala shel Sefer Vayikra. וכתוב בפסוק השני דבר על בני ישראל ואמרת עליהם אדם כי יקריב מכם קורבן לשם מן הבהמה מן הבקר ומן הצאן תקריבו את קורבנכם אז תגיד לי מישהו למה זה כתוב מן הבהמה ואחרי זה מן הבקר ומן הצאן למה לא, לא יש לנו רק מן הבקר ומן הצאן? גם אתה יודע זה? מה? Oh, it's pretty good. Boy, you learned something. That's your power. But tell me, give me an explain. Just to say that, give me an answer. What's the, what? No, he didn't mean, it doesn't say, they don't know about that in this edition. They didn't mention that here. But tell me, so how is that an answer?
Because it mentions there that the prod has to be like the klaus.
No, you're really good, because I wanted to teach klal of prod to you. That's exactly what I wanted to do. But tell me, why do I need behema? Why can't I just say min habakam min hatzon? What does klal of prod do for me?
Make a binyan out from Behem and son.
I know you too well.
No, I'm asking the question. Expanding your comment.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I mean, since we have binyan out, so make a binyan out from a tonal bucker, and I don't need to call a prat. Was call a prat saying more than a binyan out?
It's limiting the binyan out.
It's what?
Limiting the binyan out.
Terrific. That's the answer. You can't do a binyan out here. אי אפשר לעשות בניינה במקום הזה מפני המילה בהמה מפני ה-structure what's the word? כלל של כלל ופרט נכון נפתלי? אתה מבין קצת? אנחנו עושים זה עוד פעם אחרי אז מפני כלל ופרט זה חלק של הבניין של התורה. I'm using all the same words, but they're not meant coming out that way. זה אי אפשר לעשות בנייניו של המילות בקו ובצון. ואם היית יכול, is that correct in Hebrew? היית יכול לעשות זה התוצרת. Yeah, the result. Tistakel ledaf shmona. Tistakel how do you say line? Shura pasuk arba. Zot habehima shetochelu shoseb kasabim v'seizim ayalut zvi v'yachmor v'aku v'dishem utu v'zema. Right. ואם יש לנו כלל ופרט, אי אפשר להביא לקורבן כל ha-chayot ha-ela chutz mi baka v'tzon. Ze ma she-ha-klal u-prat osa. Ha-kol mevinim et ze. Okay? V'ze i-efshah l-kachak rak me-ha-rayanot shelcha la-gid, oh, ani rotze la-sot binyanav kan. Mipnei ha-katuv, ha-torah, prevents. Ma'akev atzmecha la'asot et ze.
Im ha'yu binyanav b'tzon ha'boker ha'ina omrim she'kol ma she'hem k'sherim, so kol behem k'ashu yuchol ha'hevi l'korban.
Ken.
Just k'lal u'prat.
Ken.
Ma'ele ze magbil.
Ken. How do you say rule? Hachokim ha'ela, ha'midot ha'ela, ze lo rak rayonot shel adam yoshev b'cheda la'asot devarim, logical rules, devarim shel logic v'lasim al ha'katuv, ze b'fnim ha'katuv ha'rayonot ha'ela. You say that? אם אתה לומדים...
זה הרעיון שאתה רוצה להגיד, מה שמיים להבין, בספרי הגויים, זה הם מייצרים לוגיק, ומייצרים חוקים, ושמים זה על הדבר, על
החוק.
הם מייצרים את
זה... לוקחים זה מי שבחוץ, ולשים...
הכל לוגיק. אבל פה זה חלק מהתורה.
ואם אתם לומדים את 13 מידות של רבי ישמעאל, זה עוזר לך להבין העומק של התורה. תודה רבה. אז להמשיך, פייג' 10, דף 10. ואנחנו הולכים... לא. או 26. כן. זה עוד כלל ופרט. מה זאת אומרת? תסתכל. לא תלבש שטנז צמא ופישטים יחתיו. מה זאת אומרת? שטנז זה מילה של בלבול.
נוצ'יקון?
מה זה אני?
בלבול,
אוקיי, that's Hebrew? אוקיי, זה מילה של נוצ'יקון, זה בלבול. אז הכלל ופרט אומר כאן, אם יש לך קטנה, זה הולך בפנים זה. אפשר לעשות מעיל של קטנה ופשטים, או קטנה וצמא. זה רק the mixture is restricted to zem hataruva, ze restricted mubal letzem upishtim. Beseder? Right. Az lahamshich. We on page 10. But again, it's again a klal uprat, and with every klal uprat, if it were not a klal of prat, you could construct a binyanav. If you didn't have a klal of the klal and prat, you could always construct a binyanav.
It's
not a klal of prat. What is it?
You're
what,
right that it's
a
klal
of
prat.
Yes. From where? My sources led me to this place, but I mean,
I... Now, you want to say that, no, that's... That
sure, it's a klal uprat.
Shatnez is a definition of how to put tzemer u'pishtim together.
No, it's a generality meaning mixture. The word means mixture, any mixture. So I can do any mixture? No, that mixture restricted. Shatnez is like behema. And tzemer u'pishtim is like, what did we say before? Like the two? Like, yeah, bakar and song. At least according to the way I'm learning it. Come on, but we'll come back and do it again. Okay. As Tista Kela Ladaf Shlosha Srei, the Kimat Gomano. Oh, look at that, I did it. I'm going to say this in English and then in Hebrew. Okay, I'm entitled. We have learned, for you people who have high English, everybody else listen, we have learned that from a cognitive point of view, a conceptual point of view, how precise the words of the Torah are. Rabbi Ishmael taught us that we can't make any mistakes with the text, and on another plane and in another dimension, we're going to learn the same thing, but I'm going to try and say that in Hebrew now. I don't know how to say it in Hebrew.
Me?
No.
You can. I told him.
So fast?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll just say it. Aval be madrega acher, or kamo shnei madrego biyachad, anachni yachol lelmod kol hatola l'shita acheret. Kach ama haramban, hatama shelo l'peirush hatola. Kach ama od yesh biyandeno kabbalah shel emet, ki kol hatola kula shvotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As in matatik kach kol ha'otiyot shel ha'Torah lahotzi et kol ha, how do you say, spaces?
Levachim.
What?
Levachim.
Levachim. Bemsa otiyot. V'lasot kol ha'otiyot kacha v'acharei zeh v'computer efshar lasot zeh v'acharei zeh lakachet et iparon or how do you say pencil?
Yeah.
Ah, Iparon, I thought that. How do you say eight is a... All right, Iparon. We are called asot to parse, to separate. L'chalek, call ha-shemot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im yodata ha-shemot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'kol ha-shemot shelo, hayiti yachol l'chalek et kol ha-Torah l'shemot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? אז אם זה נכון, אי אפשר לאבד את אות אחד או להתיר אות אחד לתורה מפני זה מתבלבל כל הסדר של השמות של הקודש ברוך הוא. That's it. I think I skipped something, but okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Did you have a job for me in Shai Chaim?
No.
What?
What? What? What?
What could I take the
a summary, conclusion?
The bottom line.
I think I skipped it. No, I skipped it. No, I didn't. No, I had it.
The bottom line. The bottom line. The mayor.
So let's go back to Rabbi Ishmael, page 11, just for 1 minute. And then we'll... I want you to remember, Shlosh Esrei Midot, Hem, how do you say collected again? Hey Asfu?
Hitasfu.
Huh? Hitasfu. Hitasfu Mei Rabbi Ishmael. Nachon? Vehu Gam Kein Amar Bani. Have a Zahir b'malach techa, shu mala Rabbi Meir, shu lavla, shemalach techa melechet shemayim hi, shema ata mechaseh otachad, o miyateh otachad, nimseta machariv et kol holam kulau. Rizal. But let's call, shu yesh hevdel, bein Torah, v'kol kitvei adam ba'olam. Yesh hevdel gadol, rak akshav, התחילנו להגיד מה זה, אבל שאתם לומדים את החומש עם כל הפירושים, עם הרשי, עם הרמב"ן ועם הברבנל, הברבנל הכי חשוב, אז תהיה שכל מילה ומילה זה חשוב, והם מחלקים אחד עם השני על הפירוש של כל מילה ומילה. וזה אין כתוב של אדם בעולם כזה. לא שייקספיר, לא הומה, זה אי אפשר. וזהו, וצריך לזכור את זה, שאתם כבר מתרגלים You're used to the parsimoniousness of the words, to the talashon hakitzur shel haTorah. Atem mitraglim lezeh, aval tzarich lizkor zeh mei haPasha shel Rabbi Yishmael. So.
So maybe Shor HaChaim can get you a job.
Toda rabba.
דבר הראשון את המייסה, שיש שני מייסס בגמורה עם רבי עקיבא שהם היו הולכים, ורבי עקיבא נסחיק, ושאר הרבונים שהלכו איתו דחו. אומרת הגמרא במעשה השני, שוב פעם אחס היו אלים מירושלים, הם היו אלים מירושלים יחד עם רבי עקיבא, גם גמליאל, רבי אלעזר בן עזאי, רבי ישוע, עלו ביחד עם רבי עקיבא. היו אלים מירושלים, כן שהגיעו להר הצריפים, כיוון שהם הגיעו להר הצריפים, יש כאן מחלוקת אחרת בגמרא במקום אחר, מה הפשט, מה הגדר של המקום הצריפים. קורו בגדיהם, כשהם ראו את המקדוש, אז הם קראו בגדיהם. כן הם שהגיעו להר הבית, כשהם הגיעו ליד הר הבית, ראו שועל שיוצא מבית קודשי הקודשים. הם ראו ששועל יוצא מבית קודשי הקודשים. התחילו הם בויכים, רבי עקיבא מצחק. הם בכו והוא צחק. אמרו להם מפני מה אתה מצחק, למה אתה צוחק? אמר להם מפני מה אתם בויכים? אמרו לו, הם אמרו לו, בוקר שכוסו בוי, והזוהר הקרב יומס, ועכשיו שועל אם הולכו בוי, ולא נבכה. כתוב בפסוק שהזוהר שקרב לבית המקדש יומס, ופעם אנחנו רואים שועלים בעלי חיים שנכנסים, ולא קורה להם כלום, אז לא נבכה? אמר להם, אדי רבי, לכך אני מצחק. למה דכסיב ראיתו לי עדים נאמונים, אסוריה הכהן ואסחיו בן יברכיו? וכי, מה עניין אוריה אצל זכיו? מה שייך שני האישים האלו יחד? אלא למה זה לא שייך יחד? למה זה נראה? אוריה בן ישוש ומצחיו בן שני, הרי לכאורה לא היה שייכות ביניהם פשוט שבכלל הם יכלו להיות באותו זמן, אז מה שייך להעיד שני אנשים שהם לא, לא קרובים באותו זמן, אלא הפשט הוא כזה, כל הקוסם בנבואוסי של זכריו ובנבואוסי של אוריו. התורה קלטה את הנבואות של אוריו וזכריו זה בזה. מה כתוב? ואוריו כסיב לכם בגללכם ציון סודתי חורש. זה הפסוק באוריה, שציון דהיינו ארץ ישראל כחרש כשדה, בזכריו כסיב עדש וזקן ומזקן וזכן וזרושלים. עד שלא נזכר מנבואו של אוריה, או איסי מסיור שלא נזכר מנבואו של זכריה. עד שהנבואה של אוריה לא נתקיימה, אמר רבי עקיבא לחכמים, אז דאגתי שאולי גם הנבואה של זכריה לא תתקיים. וממילא לא יתקיים הפסוק של עדש וזקן ומזקן וזכן וזרושלים. עד שנזכר מנבואו של אוריה, אבל עכשיו שאני רואה שהנבואה של זכריה מתקיימת, שארץ ישראל נחלשה כשדה, אז ממילא בידוע שנבואה של זכריה מסקיימת, אז יש לי עכשיו ביטחון לב שהנבואה של זכריה תתקיים, ולא שם איזה אום אולי, וזה הלשון שעל מה מצטטת, שהם אמרו לה, עקיבא, עקיבא נחמתנו, עקיבא נחמתנו. קודם דרך דין זה לא נורא, אבל אני אומר, מי יש קישן היו, חכוסי בסיב מלוכים, צחק
חיים ריבים אחרונים אלו, שאירים את השני. תור הקוסם מבואה של ישראל בנבואה של אוריה, כי לא אמר שפורענות שנתבעה אוריה, שאמר ירושלים אם תהיה, והרבית במרות יער נתקיים. כמו כן, וזה הפשט מה שרבי עקיבא אומר להם, כמו כן עתיד להתקיים דברי ניחומים של זכריה, שיבנה למקדש במהרה בימינו, אמן סלו. עד מהר חילונה, לא הייתי מסתובב במסכת, מה כזן לא מנהל. עכשיו זה אנגלית, זה.
למה?
אז זה לא המקס.
The end of מסכת יומה. Is it יומה or יומה?
יומה.
יומה. I always say יומה, but it's referred to be יומה. Huh? Everybody says Yuma. It should be Yoma. Tana Bana Raya Keri Bi Yom Kippurim Yair V'Toivil O Liyar Yav Yishav Sheikh. This is the one that is on Yom Kippur. Sech is about Yom Kippurim. Person sees Keri on Yom Kippur. He's allowed to go to the mikveh, even though that Rechitz is Aser, but this is a Rechitz Shal Mitzvah. The male is allowed to go to the mikveh, the Erev Yishav Sheif. And at night, he cleans himself off. The Erev, I mean, afterwards. Might have a hobby, he already went to the mikveh. And then me, the Erev Yishav Sheif. The person should wash himself off on Erev Yom Kippur, in case he sees Keri, he doesn't have any chatzitzes, and therefore he can go to the mikveh. And the person said that was only the time when they were Nizer in Tekanes Ezra. But the Rizmana said we're not Nizer in Tekanes Ezra, so we don't go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. Tani, Tana, Kamen Rav Nachman, Rav Kippur, Yom Kippur, Rav Nosov, Mechulim Lo. That's a good sign. It's a sign that Taka, because Baruch is Mechul his Avoinus, because he's not Ninoi. He didn't have a Ninoi. Ah, Bahatana, Avoinus of Mesudurim, that his Averois are Sidurin, they're ready for him. What does Sidurin mean? Sidurin, so the answer, no, it doesn't mean Sidurin that they're standing there and Seder. It means that the Sidurin Limachal, they're all ready for Mechilu on Yom Kippur. Tanan Rebbe, so we have a, Rechayda Gemara trying to say that it's a good sign. We had a Hav mean it's a bad sign. Tanan Rebbe, Yishmael, Rebbe, Yikarev, Yom Kippur, Yidah Kol HaShana. So we have Taka, a Braisa. That it's a bad sign. He should be Yidah Kol HaShana Kula. That is a bad sign. V'yamosa lo yishana, muftach lo yishahu ben olam haba. So then it's, he got through the year, so it's a raya l'mafreya, or the shah, is it a raya l'mafreya or not? So Rashi says, v'yamosa lo yishana shalei meis, muftach lo yishamais of toivim, Meisim Tovim Yesh B'yodah Shehegino Olav. Taka, it was a bad sign. Not that now it's a good sign, L'mafreya, but it was a bad sign, but he's got Meisim Tovim, which are Megan. Memele, he's a Ben Olam Habo. Amen of Nachman Bar Yitzhak Teda. Shekola Olam Kulu Rav. How do you know? Because Kola Olam was Rav, and he was Sova. Everybody was in Tainus, and he didn't have a Tainus from Tashim Shemit. Tashim Adim Yomah, Mapish Chayei, and if Taka, he gets through the year, Nocha Simen, another reason that he's Taka, Muvtach, he's Olam, Ben Olam Haba, because it's Mapesh Chaye, because Zera is a Simen of Mapesh Chaye, Sagi Umazgi. He'll have, Rashi says, Sagi Umazgi, but Bonin. He'll live a long time and have a lot of children, and he'll see his children, his B'nai Bonin, his grandchildren, Jekena Simen, Yira Zera Yarech Yomim. Hadalach Yom Kippur Mesalag Maseches Yoma. Hadalach Yom Kippur Mesalag Maseches Yoma. Hadalach Yom Kippur Mesalag Maseches Yoma.
Say the
Hashem
together.
I gotta find a Hashem.
I have one here.
Oh my God. Dann machen wir Sachen wie eine Reden von dann machen wir Sachen wie eine Seite lassen wir mal Mann Lobby am denn Lobby am da sie hat er Allah hat er noch was Sachen wie eine hat er Allah da doch mal Sachen wie eine da doch mal dann müssen wir noch Sachen wie eine lassen wir mal Lobby am denn Lobby am da sie hat er noch was Sachen wie eine hat er Allah da doch mal Sachen wie eine da doch mal Lodis and Mimon Sefesh Yoima Blossus and Mimon. Love the Amadem, love the Amadem. You lost me from the Hanover and the Sain, who should take the Rossman and the Sain, who would be on the Sain on it. Lelam Hava, Hanin Bapapa Rami Bapapa, Nahum Bapapa, Aha Bapapa, Abamari Bapapa, Rafa Bapapa, Rafa Bapapa, Surf Bapapa, Ada Bapapa, Barba Papa, Harev Nanrela Hainu is the Greece of Rossman, the Kingdom of 50 years, Am Hobes Israel. You know, Kalama Nakum said to him, said, say, Am Hobes Israel, Kalam Yadish Mechulam, they serve Sefa. Miravis, the Hakman was myself, Kilulam, he lee. He leave his son who kept a man lo yevosh. The only one lo yeshka he could defa ki bon ki yisan and bruch ato arnoil and dena for kecha omi no main no main sela vo ed. Moide men afo lo vanaf and noil ahinu vlo hevo senu shasanta fa kinam yeshu beis ha medrash lo santa fa kinam yeshu I kronos. Shana mashkin and hemashkin wana mashkin and divrei toru vah hemashkin and divrei toru. O anam amenu hen amenu anu 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 him to read in the Bear Shah, Sanchi Durman, Domin, and Mir Malayas, Yesu, Yamin, and Yeftak Bo. He was my father, and Noriella High. He shames as our time in the Simon Sakas Yoma. Cast has been in the Haskul, Misakas, for Macher, and the Simon Lilma, the Lamy, the Shmo, the last of the Kaim is called the Bizamatory Sefer, the Abo, the Swiss Colatoim, the Amaroy, and Samit Hakam, and Yamud Lil, the Zari, Shalot, Thomas Torim, Mipim, Mipi Zari. Is there a Zara ad oilam to scan beams a left of a time for Oiso, Oisko, the shop of a Tishmo, a left of a Kitsoiso, he Tish C. Hecho, TB Yerbu, your metal music for Schneus Chaim, or him and be a minimum of Smell Osho Hoved, Adonoi, Oils, the Amo, Utain, Adonoi, Yvorech, Esamo, Vasholom. Yeah, face down. Yiskadeh, Yiskadeh, Shmei Rabbeh. ויעמדו עושים לזכר את הלאחם נעשה אל עסוקו שלך יעמו לבני קרתי בירושלים ולשך להיך לבגבי ולמעקר פולחן ומוכרו מאור אל עסו ופולחן ודשמי אל עשרי ויעמדו קודשו בריחו ומלכוסו ויקורי וחייכון ויומכון וחייכון בייס ישראל בעגלו בזמן קריב ומור אמן Yisberach v'yishtabach v'yisporah v'yisrimam v'yisnaseh v'yisadov v'yisalov v'yisalol shmei v'kudusho v'richo v'elem v'kov v'chosov v'shirosov t'shvuchosov v'nechem osov v'amirom v'yomov v'mromen ayisrov v'ravov v'nom v'yatam v'dehoin ויעשה שלום ומרומו וברחנו ויעשה שלום אלינו ויעקב יסוב ומרומו
He only came up with food, so it was
even. No.
I didn't eat it. I didn't know which was kosher and which wasn't. I didn't know what bruchah to make, actually. Okay.